Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, March the 8th. We start off with March corn down 6.5 cents here. March wheat down 11.5 cents. March beans up 9 cents. There's been plenty of talk about a big Chinese purchase in the corn. We didn't see any export announcements this morning, so I think that put the market in a little bit of a bad mood. Looks like there was a few scattered showers in Argentina. But we'll have to see whether it really makes a difference out here. The beans, stronger on the Argentinian weather, but we're about 22 cents off of last night's highs. Brazilian harvest is 35% complete versus 49 on average, so we're not that far behind and starting to catch up here. The crude oil was up $2 a barrel after the Yemenis hit the Saudi terminal with some missiles. That put a pretty good spike into the crude oil. That rallied the bean oil and the palm oil overnight. The bean oil is still up 60 ticks, but it's almost a full penny off its highs. As far as the week goes, we've got the supply and demand report tomorrow. I don't see anything particularly friendly in what they're looking for out here. Beans down about 3 million, corn down about 40 million, wheat unchanged. Brazilian bean crop raised maybe 200,000 metric tons. Corn lower in Argentina and Brazil, but only by about 500,000 metric tons. So I don't see anything particularly bullish unless there's a surprise in the report tomorrow. And then we're going to be faced with waiting 3 weeks for the intentions report, which I think is going to be very bearish. But, we had the big rally last week again, violated a lot of solid sell signals. But we're higher in the beans, we're lower in the corn. It's really a mixed bag out here. But I think the market's getting kind of tired out here. We made new contract highs in oil, bean oil, and December corn, November beans. Is this about it? It's hard to say. If you think the weather is going to be bullish, then certainly we can move this thing higher, but there's no indication that it's as bad in Brazil and Argentina as a lot of folks think. But we've seen a lot of really bad videos come out about the mess with all the rain and the wetness in Brazil and the dryness in Argentina. But, we're at $14.50 beans. We're at $5.50 corn virtually. So I just don't know how much more there is right this minute. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.